Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so grateful that we get to share this time together in the study of God's Word, learning about Him and His ways, and about His Son Jesus and what He did for us. So we're going to go to Him in prayer as we begin our study. Heavenly Father, again, what a joy it is to come before You, knowing that You desire to teach us about Yourself, Your Son Jesus, and Your ways. Today, Lord, as we study again this book of Galatians, I pray that You will reveal to us through Your Holy Spirit Your truths, and Lord, that You'd empower us to live according to those true ways so that it might be pleasing in Your eyes. We bless You, Lord. We thank You for being with us, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Service to No Gods, and it's taken from the book of Galatians chapter 4 and verse 8. Paul the Apostle has declared all who believe in Jesus Christ to be no longer servants, but children and heirs of God Almighty. Because of this relationship, we may now enjoy the promise of the grace of God. In chapter 4 and verse 8 of the book of Galatians, Paul turns his attention once again toward those who are returning to the law of God after having experienced the grace of God. He wrote, "How be it then, when you knew not God, you did service unto them which by nature are no gods." Paul first declares their previous state. How be it then, when you knew not God? There was a time when the church members in Galatia did not know the Almighty and true God. Because the gospel of Jesus Christ was preached among them and they accepted it, they now knew God, and they knew Him as a heavenly Father. Paul adds, "You did service unto them which by nature are not gods." Notice Paul's emphasis on the small letter G in this verse, which denotes that they were not actually gods at all. People around the world worship all kinds of gods, and no matter which culture is chosen, the people group there usually have something with which they have a spiritual relationship. Paul understood why the Galatians at one time had spiritual practices toward these empty gods, and his implication is that it is almost hard to believe that they would desire to have a different relationship than the one they enjoy with God Almighty. As a matter of meditation upon this verse, let's ask this question. Do we have spiritual practices today that lean more toward empty gods? Are there ways about us that if we were to really examine them, we might find ourselves in traditions and rules that align themselves with pagan practices rather than worship of the true and almighty living God? Lest we be filled with pride as we think about the Galatian church members and their ways, let us examine our own and see if there is any wayward way about us as well. Next time, Paul will ask the question as to why anyone would regress back into the law. So read ahead and let us join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May He make His face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study His word in Jesus' name.